Good morning. High pressure moved in from the north overnight and cleared our skies out from north to south in most locations. We're enjoying a good amount of sunshine and somewhat cooler air this morning with temperatures largely in the 40s to around 50. There are still some clouds in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, southern Catskills across into southern New England as that front, while it continues to slowly edge to our south and east, is still relatively close by, but precipitation remains south of Long Island. A wave of low pressure along the mid-Atlantic coast will keep some clouds in place across the southernmost areas and coastal sections. Otherwise, most of us will enjoy a good amount of sunshine right on through the afternoon, and this will allow temperatures to climb through the 60s and into the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear as that high pressure dominates overhead. And another cool start by tomorrow morning, lows will be in the 40s and lower 50s. A southerly breeze tomorrow will allow some of that moisture from the Atlantic coast to creep back in tomorrow in the form of a few clouds, but still plenty enough sunshine to get us back into the middle 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Great Lakes, where a weak cold front will head in our direction. This front will not have a lot of moisture to work with, and not much in the way of energy pushing this far south through Canada. As a result, we'll have a buildup of some cloud cover and maybe a passing shower or thunderstorm, otherwise mainly dry Friday, with highs out ahead of the front reaching into the upper 70s. The front will clear through late Friday night, and by Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies in the mid-70s, and with strong high pressure in control from Saturday night and through the day on Sunday, we'll have more sunshine Sunday afternoon and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Right now, it looks like another system will approach for the early part of next week with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over northeastern Colorado, southeastern Wyoming, and western Nebraska, and also an enhanced risk across southern Nebraska into northern Kansas. Moist, easterly upslope flow beneath cool air aloft will strongly favor supercells developing by mid-afternoon across the Wyoming and Colorado Front Range. The rapidly cooling air with height will favor robust updrafts capable of producing very large hail and supporting the formation of tornadoes. These cells will move relatively slowly eastward during the afternoon and evening. And southward into Kansas, strong heating and dew points in the mid to upper 60s will lead to strong instability this afternoon, although there may be a cap with milder air aloft here. The storms that do develop will be quite vigorous, though, with large hail and damaging winds, both likely. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Halifax, Nova Scotia, in Canada, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The last report of hail was at Quetzaltenango, Guatemala, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly sunny skies and 28 degrees, with a north wind at 32 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 31 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 49 degrees, the dew point 43, 80% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.25 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 25 at Bodie State Park, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the upper 60s, Boston partly sunny near 60, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 63 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature 56, that's 7 degrees below average. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday for the month 6/500, which is 39/100 above average. And 9.37 inches for the year, which is 5.67 inches below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 53. The record high 97 set in 1925, and the record low 36 in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening 8:28 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and milder today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear tonight with areas of fog in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm Friday, otherwise dry, with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny for both Saturday and Sunday, middle to upper 70s. And a chance for showers or thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday of next week with highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.